Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Mars Altachana, Bas Rabbi Sufyona. The Gemara relates in Meseches Zvachim and Daf Kufta Zayin Amid Beis, Ki Adif Rahurmiz Ime Deshvor Malka Shadra Kurban Ala Rava. This is similar what the Gemara discusses previously to the incident in which Ifra Hormiz, the mother of King Shapur of Persia, Shavur Malka, sent a carbon to Rava, with which he sent this message to him: Asku Anila L'Shem Shamayim, sacrifice this for me for the sake of heaven. Amar Lahu Ra L'Rav Safra U'Rav Acha Bar Huna. Rava said to Rav Safra and to Rav Acha Bar Huna, Zilu v'dabru tre ulmi guloi v'chazu hecha damaske yama sirta. Go, take two Gentile youths of the same age, similar to one another, and see where the sea currently raises silt, sirton, v'shaklu tzivi chaditi. Because you want to go to a place where no one has used before, and take new wood and bring out fire from new vessels, and the two youths will sacrifice this offering for her, L'shem Shamayim. Amar Le Abaye Kiman. Abaye said to Rav, in accordance with whose opinion was the instruction to sacrifice exclusively with new wood? Rav Elazar ben Shemua. Was it in accordance with the opinion of Rav Elazar ben Shemua? The son of Rav Elazar ben Shemua Omer, just as the altar is a place that is not used by an offering, by an ordinary person, so to the wood that will be used must not be used by an ordinary person. But doesn't Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua concede that when we're talking about a bama, private altar, the wood doesn't have to be new? And then the Gemara goes further and says Sanya Kasav Echad Omer Vaitin David Larnan Makom Shikle Zav. Mishkal Sheshmeh Suksi Vaikin David Sagar Mesabakar Bekesav Shkalm Chamishim. Hakeit Zad. So with regard to David's purchase of the site of the Beis HaMikdash, when he wished to build a mizbeach at Hashem's instruction, one pasuk says David gave to Arnon for the place 600 shekels of gold by weight, and David built a mizbeach to Hashem, and he brought karbanas. That's a pasuk divrei yomim, and it's written elsewhere, Shmuel. So David bought the threshing floor and the oxen for 50 shekels of silver. So which one is it? Did it cost him 600 shek of gold, or did it cost him 50 shek of silver? How are these texts reconciled? Hakeitzad, viazoi. And for the Gemara, that David would collect from each tribe of the 12 tribes 50 shekel, altogether that's 600. So it really comes out to 600, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50. And if you do 50 times 6, if 12 is 600. Rabbi Omer Mishum Rabbi Abba Bet Yossi Ben Dostoi. Bakar Ve'etzim. Omakom Izbeach Ben Nun. V'chol Abayis Kula B'sheish Me'os. B'yad Anasi says in the name of Abba Yossi Ben Dostoi that David purchased the cattle and the wood for the sun, cattle and the wood and the site for 50 shekel. In other words, the side of the Mizbeach for 50 shekel. That was the Bakar Eitz and Makom Mizbeach. And the rest of the Beis HaMikdash is 600. And that's 650 altogether, according to the first Teretz. So you write six times, there are 50 shekel, 12 times. But in the first pasuk, it's gold. It's shekel zav. The second kesef, it's kesef. In any event, the Gemara goes further and says, so it gives one teretz of 12 to 6 times, 12 times 60, 12 times 50, 600. So it's reconciling. At one place it says 50, and another place it says 600. And another answer is that the 50 is the place for the Bakar Eitzim in Makom Mizbeach, and the Kol HaBayis Kulo is Sheish Meos. Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon Omer Bakar Eitzim Makom Mizbeach Benun Kol HaBayis Kulo B'Sheish Meos. Rabbi Shimon says likewise, David purchased the cattle and the wood on the side of the altar for 50 shekel, and the side of the entire Beis HaMikdash for 600. As it says, Vayikach Arvina Vayom Arvin Al David Yikach Vayal Adini HaMelech Atov Benav Re'a Bakar Le'ola V'amoriginu Kle Bakar Le'itzim. And he says, so Arvina said to David, let my lord the king take and offer that which is good in his eyes, see the cattle for the burnt offering and the threshing tools and the implements of the cattle for the wood. So he said to take it. And David said, no, I want to buy it for you at a price. Shmuel Beis Chavdal Chavdalit. So consequently, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Shammua, David purchased the threshing instruments and the furniture of the oxen for use as wood. So that's the 50 shekels. So how did this whole shekel tari begin? He said, doesn't Rabbi Elazar ben Shammua concede? For Rabbi Elazar ben Shammua moded b'bama, doesn't he agree in a bama that the wood need not be new? So apparently we see here that he's taking not new wood. He's buying and he's breaking a bama and he's taking not new wood. Rav Amar l'chasam nami b'chadati. No, they're also, we're talking about new wood. Ad kan misugis ha-gemara ha-kedosha. So we saw at the beginning of the sugya that Mamizbech shlo yishtamish bo hediot, af eitzim shlo yishtamish bem hediot. That according to Elazar ben Shammua, just as the altar is a place that's not used by an ordinary person, so too wood. And that's why he wanted to bring new wood for this bama. So paskins the Rambam in the first parak of Ilchos Beis HaLechira, Halacha Chaf, Ein Osim Kol HaKelim Mitchilasim El Hashem Kodesh. You're only allowed to make the Kelim originally for the sake of the holy. V'imnasu Mitchilasim LaHedyot, if originally they were made for a Hedyot, Ein Osim Osim LaGavoh, you don't make them for the high and holy. V'Kli Gavoh, Ad Shelo Nishtamish Bem Gavoh, Rashay Lishtamish Bem Hedyot. And the Kelim, the Kli Gavoh, the Kelim of what is made for the holy, before the holy has used it, a hedyot, a simple person, is allowed to use them. And if once it's used for the high, for a hekdesh, now a hedyot's not allowed to use it. Avanim v'yukaros, shechatz v'metchila beis hakinesis, avanim and karos, which were cut originally for a shul, you're now allowed to use them for harabais. So we see that you should, if they're made originally for hedyot, you don't make them for gavoa. And clay gavoa, you're allowed to use them for a hedyot, but once you use them for gavoa, now you're not allowed to use them for a hedyot anymore. In the parashas Drachim, in Drushit Beis, he asks from this, and what it says in the Yerushalmi, in the second parak in Halacha Gimel, on the din that's mavur in the Mishnah and Sanhedrin, ein notzin al manaso shel melech, bezeh l'shon ha-Yerushalmi, ein notzin lo al manaso v'lo gushaso shel melech. You're not allowed to marry neither the almana nor the grusha of a king. Al shem v'tiyena tzuras ad yomotzin al manos chayus. David's pilakshim remained alone for the rest of their lives. What was the story? Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan melamed shei David mekalon, mekalosan, umekashtosan, umachnisan lefanav b'chol yoyim. Va'amar li Yitzro hara, tiyavta davar oser l'cha, chayecha shani mativ l'cha davar hamuter l'cha. David would beautify these palakshim, and he would bring them before him every day, and he would say to his yetzer, you had a taiva for a davar ratzasa to you, so by my life I am going to now give you a taiva for something that's mutter, and you're going to control your passions. Rabbanan de Kesarin Amrin, the rabbis of Caesarea said, asuros mamish hayu, no, they were mamish asur. Why? Because ma kli hedyot shenishtamish ben hedyot, asel amelech lishtamish bo, madach a kli hedyot. We already had a shir on this Yerushalmi, a beautiful shir. And now we're going to go on a different mahalach. But if you heard the other shir, then you already know this Yerushalmi. Madach a kli hedyot, i.e., a woman who has relations, is intimate with a hedyot, a king, is not allowed to be with her. If she is a woman that belongs to the king, that a simple person had intimacy with her, was intimate with her, is it not the kal v'chomer that a king is not allowed to have bia with them? So if a king is not allowed to have bia with a kli hedyot, he belonged to the hedyot and he had bia with her, this hedyot, so lachas kam v'kam, and she belonged to the king and then the hedyot was intimate with her, vada king's now that I have to be with her. Ad kan midivrei kodesho shel Talmud Yerushalmi, that gives me often gives me a special bishmak to learn Yerushalmi. I wish we would be miyasei chirim in the Yerushalmi. Maybe the day will come. I get hundreds of emails into my inbox. If people want it, I think we can make it happen. Frek the parashas drachim, the Mishnah Melech Drushit Beis. What sort of kal v'chomer is this? We see, b'klei hedyot says surim legavo. Right? If you have a kli hedyot, it's asur legavo. You're not allowed to use it for the Beis HaMikdash. So according to this kal v'chomer, according to the same logical construct of this kal v'chomer, it emerges that kli gavoa shenishtamish bem hedyot should be asur legavo. B'din zeh lo shamanu me'olam. Which means that according to this kal v'chomer, you should say as follows, that ma kli hedyot that's used for hedyot. Now we're talking about kelim, not having beer with a woman. If you have a kli that's used for a mundane purpose, it's asur to use for a holy purpose. So certainly, a kli gavoa that was used for a mundane purpose, a holy vessel that was used for a mundane purpose, is certainly allowed no longer to be used for a holy purpose. Because with the same kal v'chomer as we have here. Here we have a kal v'chomer. If she's a kli hedyot, she's with this, intimate with this hedyot, she's asur to the king. So certainly, if she belongs to the king and she has relations with this hedyot, she's asur to the king. So now just substitute the word the melech, substitute the melech with gavoh, with the melech malchei amlochim, and you understand kli kapashtus. Uma kli hedyot shenishtamish bem hedyot asur lemelech madoch a kli hedyot mamish a kli. You're just using the lashon of the Yerushalmi that a hedyot used this kli for hedyot purposes. You're not allowed to use it lamelech for gavoa, for the Beis HaMikdash. So kli hamelech, if it belongs to gavoa, and shenishtamish b'mehed yaron was used for a mundane purpose, certainly it should be asur lamelech. And we never heard this, that if you have something that's holy, it's holy. And now it's used for a mundane purpose, this kli, the hedgehog uses it, so now it's going to be asur legavoa? Where did we ever find that it's asur legavoa? V'din zeh lo shemanu me'olam. When we divrei Rambam mavur, shirak kli hedgehog asurim. Only a kli that was used by a hedgehog is asur legavoa. But the divrei Yerushalmi, lama lo yu asurim gam klei gavoa? Also, klei gavoa should be asur. If a klei gavoa was used by a hedgehog, it should be asur legavoa according to the Yerushalmi's kal v'chomer. Ayin sham in the parashas Drachim, who blibes with the tzarachim? Uveikar divrei Yerushalmi in the parashas Drachim. He's Omid ben Asur b'Yechon in the Yerushalmi, who holds that these women weren't Asur to David, even though it's Mashma, that he is also Modeh, that a Kli Sheneshtamish Bo Hedyot, Asur LaMelech, that if it's a Hedyot, is with this woman, is intimate with this woman is Asur LaMelech. In other words, if this woman belongs to a non-king, a simple man, she's in his rishus, so she's not usher to she's usher to the king. But Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold that if she belonged to the king and she's with a hedyot, she's going to be usher to the king. So why not? According to Rabbi Yochanan, we have a kal v'chomer. How does Rabbi Yochanan argue with the Kal V'chomer? What about the Kal V'chomer? He agrees with the first part, first clause. Umakli hedyot shenishtamish bem hedyot asur lamelech lishtamish bo kli amelech shenishtamish bem hedyot ein adin sheyamelech asur lishtamish bem. So if a kli hedyot that's used by a hedyot is asur to a king, meaning she belonged to this hedyot and the hedyot had to be with her, and she's asur to the king, which Rabbi Yochanan agrees with, so certainly if she belonged to the king originally and then she went down to a hedyot, the king should certainly be asur to her. So why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan accept this kal v'chomer if he accepts the first part? And the Mashmaos is that he does accept the first part. That's not under discussion. So Mori v'Rabbi Agon Agadol, Rav David Yitzchak Man Zatzal, the last sefer that he wrote was on Kotchim. And he wrote this sefer when he was very, very sick. He had cancer, died young, unfortunately, sadly, and tragically. And they asked him, aren't you in pain? He's writing the sefer, so he said, "Atshani mit yashev mola mechshev," until I sit down at the computer and I start writing. When he starts writing, he's in a different world. Anyway, so in this sefer on Kotchim, the Tehillah David on Kotchim, he writes as follows, Simon Gimel, to answer this kasha, these kashas. Why by kalim we don't say that if it's used by a hedyot it's asur legavoa, and why Rabbi Yochanan doesn't accept the kal v'chomer? So it says, Agon Agada Morbi Rabbi Zetzal, Al pimashi yesh lachor be'isur kli shenishtamish bo hedyot lemelech. Chakira is on the isur of a kli that a hedyot used this kli. A hedyot was intimate with this woman, and now she's usher to the king. Imu machmas hashimush she'ein oroy lemelech bo me'achas she'nishtamish bo hedyot o she'ein esu mitzad hashimush atzmo el shal ide hashimush shel hedyot chol bo she'em kli shel hedyot. Is the pshat that because of the shimush she'ein aroy lemelech, because the hedyot used it, it's now usher to the king? It's not roy. It's not roy for the king, after a hedyot was intimate with this woman, that he should be intimate with this woman. Is that the pshat? Or is the pshat that it's not mitzad, the iser is not mitzad the shimush, but rather through the shimush of the hediot, now it has a shem kli shel hediot. It has a yichud lehediot. The kli sheshmo kli hediot, aideish nesiached lehediot aidei shimush, harein ze kovet hamelech lishtamish bekli sheshmo kli hediot. Is it mitzad kovet hamelech, like the first side of the chakira? It's not roi lamelech to be mishtamish, or is it because it has a shame kli shel hediot? And it's not roi mitzad the shame, because it's miyuchad lehediot. It's not just that it was the hediot was with her, and now it's pasnish for the king to be with her, but it's that it's she's miyuchedes, she's miyuedes, she's set aside for a hediot, and the mela pasnish for a king to be with her. And the Tshuvas Chaim Sha'al, that's what the Rav Manzatzal used to do. He would quote occasionally Svardi, Tshuvas Svarim, and take a piece for a Stechemet, from here, from there, and then answer the kasha, and then boom, move on to the next one. So even though the Rosh Yeshivas normally don't go into the Svardi Tshuvas Svarim. Al-Koponim, the Shut Chaim Sha'al in Chelek Aleph, Siman Nun Gimel, he asks in the Gemara in Gittin, Samaches Amad Beis, B'neshe Shlomo, Sheba Aleim Ashmedai Melech Hashedim, Ayin Shom B'Gemara. So if that's true, then they should be Asur to Shlomo, Mitzad Klishan Ishtamish Bo Hediot. And we don't find that Shlomo was Megarish them after he was restored to his kingship, Ayin Shom. But based on what we said, it would appear that if the etzem shimush aser is it's pasnish after she was used by a hedyot, she was intimate with a hedyot, that a king shouldn't be with her. So Eret Gefregit, the Chaim Sha'al is asking a good kasha. But if the shimush is just a hechitim tzila shvuye yichud l'mishan ishtamish boy, if the shimush is just a means to create a chalos of yichud, that now she is set aside for this person who was with him, who was with her, that now she now is a shem kli hediot, and she's nikra al shmoi, she's nikra al shmoi, and therefore she's also the king, because pasnish to do the king, that with someone who has a shem kli hediot. So it's not shaykh to have yichud for something with his chutz la mahalach oilam ativi. V'chol shelo nesiached la adam hediot, as long as it wasn't misiyache to a hediot, it's mutter for the king, even though nishtamish bem hediot. So if we go with the second way, the second side of the chakira, that it's mitzad yichud, so if it's mechutz l'mahalach of teva, there's no yichud here. So these women weren't misiyachados for ashmedai. So memela, the king is still mutter to be with them. And Chaim Sha'al and Siman Peites, he writes somewhat for the Parshas Drachim is Miyashiv, how David married Ritzba Bas Aya, even though Avner had been with her earlier, like we see in Shmuel Beis Perek Gimel. So he writes that David didn't know about it, but he says B'chol Zot, afterwards Mistama he found out about it, so why don't we find that he divorced her? So, Ayin Sham and Chaim Sha'al, he writes that after David had beer with her, since he didn't know, because originally he didn't know, Hare hi kvar kli melech, velo kli hadiot, muter si la melech. Now she already has a din of kli melech, not a kli hadiot, the melech is muter to the melech. So it's mefurish, like we said, that it's not the shimush that's the siba se'isr, but that al yidei ha-shimush, the halos shame of kli hediot, that's what asks. Ukishinishtamish b'zeh ha-melech, and now that the king used it, now she's already miuchedes to the king. So rich neino chinami. If when Avner was with her, she was mesiachet to Avner, so she's also to David. David doesn't know now he's with her, so now she's mesiachedes to David. Now she becomes miuchedes to David, and memela she's muteris. It's not the etzem shimush that asks; it's the yichud for the hediot. But once the yichud goes back to the king, if the king was with her unwittingly, so memela there's no pak hashem kli hediot, and memela she's muteres. And we can say that That's the machlokes between Rabbanan de Kesari and Rabbi Yochanan legabe kli melech shenishtamish bem hediot. That according to Rabbanan de Kesarin, the iser is machmas hashimush shel hahediot. She'ein kvoidoi shel hamelech lehishtamish b'ma shenishtamish bo hediot. It's not the honor of the king, it's not befitting the honor of the king, pasnish for the king, to be intimate with a woman who was with a hediot. And because of this, we can learn from a kal v'chomer to aser the kelim of a king, which was used by a hediot. Because now the shimush of the hediot is more of a maisa mechur legabe the melech, that it's ein kvodo l'shtamish. If she was already with the hediot, she was belonged to him, and then she goes with the king. We say, no, it's pasnish because it's not nice for the king to be with somebody who was originally with a hediot. So avad, if she was supposed to, she was the klei melech, and now she goes to the hediot, so now the king to be with her again. That's a maisa mechur, it's not kavod l'shtamish, that this woman who was supposed to be with him and she ended up being with the hediot and now he takes her back. That's already really pasnished. Hashem ken l'das Reb Yechanan. The yisur is the other side of the chakira that we've been talking about. That it's because of the shame kli hediot. So as long as it's considered kli melech, there's no ali de shimush shel hediot. She doesn't lose that shame. And therefore, Reb Yechanan held that these women, these pilakshim, were mutaris l'david, and they didn't have a shame of kli shenishtamish bo hediot, and therefore there's no kal v'chomer to aser. Because yes, Avshalom slept with them, but they were still miyuchad to the king. They never lost that shame of being miyuchad to the king. So memela, he could be with them. And the Gufa Svara is mevueres from the Heilige Chasim Sofer and Or Chaim and Simon Mem, who writes that normally ena the moiser davar sheino shelo, and therefore it's mutter kli melech shenishtamish bo hediot. Why here is it aser? Avshalom shiny shekinam lepilakshim midin shviya. Avshalom is different because he was kind of these pilakshim midin shevi, that he took them into captivity and he made a kinyan. Kinyan, yeah, there's a kinyan when we take into captivity. That's a kinyan. So mamela Avshalom was different, and that's why they were aser to David. And that's the difference between Kli Gavosh and Ishtamish Bem Hediot and this. Because Kli Gavosh and Ishtamish Bem Hediot is going to be Mutter. Just like it's always Mutter. Ain't other Moser Dover Shein O'Shelo. Ain't other Moser Dover Shein O'Shelo. So if a Hediot is Mishtamish, but Kli Gavosh, he can't answer it. Me'ila, yes, but he can't answer it. And so why here, why Avshalom did, according to the rabbis of Caesarea, because he was kona them, and that's ki yisod vareinu. Because the iser is not noveh me'ashimush atzmo. If it was out to the shimush, then we would always aser. Anybody who was any hedjot was mishtamish belongs to the king, we'd aser. But that's not the iser. The iser is the yichud, and that's exactly what Avshalom did. Avshalom was miyachid them to himself. That's the svara of the Chasim Sofer to explain the Rabbanan de Kesari. Yochanan doesn't hold to that, obviously, but according to this malach. But if they're miyuchad, if they're niknos to Avshalom, so then now they're going to be aser, because now they have a chalos shame of hedyot, of non-king. So normally you can't be mechil a different shame. Can't be mechil Hashem hediot on what belongs to the king. What right do they have to do that? When it comes to kelim, you can. When it comes to make a shame on any kli, what right do you have to do that? You can't make a new shame. You can make a new shame. If it belongs to Gavoa, a hedyot uses it. He doesn't give it a shame hedyot. It's not his. And also these women. If a woman belongs to the king and then someone else is with her, he can't give her a shame that now she belongs to the hedyot. Just Avshalom is different because he was kona them midin shviya. Because it's eino shelo. Normally eino she, unless it's shelo by Avshalom, but normally it's eino shelo. So eino the moser davar sheino shelo. In the Machane Chaim, we learned this tshuva together in a previous shir. The Machane Chaim in Chelek Aleph and Siman Tes Zayin is tamei on the chasim sofer. What does it have to do with the yisur of davar sheino shelo? Eino the moser davar sheino shelo. Here it's a completely different parsha. Here it's not right to be with the woman who is with the hedgeyot. Aser davar sheino shelo. It's not befitting the covenant of the king. Ayin Shem in the Tshuva, the Machane Chayim that we learned. Based on what we said, it's beautiful, because the inyan of asering davar sheino shelo is that you have to make a chalos shame on this, that it has to have a shame hediot, to aser to the king. Nobody has the right to do that, except Avshalom, who's kind of them, midin kinyan shviya. And the Tshuvas Chaim Shal and Siman Peites, he brings the kasha of the Maharash Yaffa. How did David marry Ritzba Bas Aya? She was Nevelis LaAvner. It's a klisha neshtamish bohediot. He brings from the Sefer Kavod Chachomim that since she was kvar muchenes l'David al-idei nevua, it's not shaykh klisha neshtamish bohediot ayin sham. And that's like what we've been explaining. It's not the shimush that answers, it's the yichud that answers. And here the yichud is in chal because she was miyuchedes l'David al-idei nevua. But we haven't finished yet. We have more to say. And b'siyata d'shmaya, in the next shir, I hope Hashem should give us the koach and the moch to continue, and the simchas chaim and the means, we will see more neflos mitaris Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.